Thank you, Elizabeth. And now a final selection of news stories for this part of Chatterbox. These will include injecting colour into Magdalen Street, saving the SOS bus, Norwich City Ground to host a charity darts match, and aiming to raise thousands of pounds for charity in Higham Park. But first...
Further details about two major projects for the Norwich area can be revealed. Norwich's newest free school will be housed in office buildings at Rose Lane in the city centre. The Charles Darwin Primary School and Nursery is due to be opened by the Inspiration Trust in September at a site near the heart of the city's clubland. The school's principal, Joe Brown, described it as a fantastic location, but concerns have been raised by the Vice Chairman of the Children's Services Committee on Norfolk County Council, Emma Corlett. Meanwhile, developers are now seeking planning permission to build more than 800 homes on 91 acres of land between Sproston and Thorpe End. Broadland District Council will be asked to rule on proposals to build a mix of detached, semi-detached and terraced housing, along with a new primary school.
A green-fingered community champion is brightening up an area of the city. Carol Mann, aged 54, armed with her trowel and baskets of flowers, has been injecting colour into Magdalen Street. Her love for the street has grown after being a trader for 7 years. So to welcome people to the area, she decided to plant flowers and pick up litter. She said, "It's about taking rubbish out and putting flowers in. It's a lovely street and I wanted to give something back." Ms. Mann works at Aladdin's Cave on Magdalen Street. All of the traders shop from each other and pop in with cups of tea. It's a great sense of community and I just wanted to thank people around here for everything they do. People stop and tell me it's a nice thing I'm doing. Donations of plants have been pouring in since the keen gardener was spotted planting. Stuart McLaren, secretary of the St. Augustine's Community Together Residents Association, said, "Carol is doing a wonderful thing and she should be congratulated for taking action. People taking initiative in their area is something which Norwich City Council is trying to promote." A council spokesman said, "In the future, we will be looking at different ways of working with local communities and building on the local pride they already feel."
Bosses of Norwich's life-saving SOS bus have today hailed the vital role played by volunteers in keeping the safe haven on the streets. The bus was launched as a place of safety for pub and club goers after the river deaths of Nick Green, 16, and James Tom, 21, in the city in 2001. But bosses of the bus were forced to issue an SOS of their own last year after reaching a critically low number of volunteers, not seen since 2013, which actually stopped the service going out into the city's clubland. The appeal was met with an overwhelming response from people interested in finding out more about how they can help, as a result of which new volunteers have now been taken on. Jenny Smith, SOS bus coordinator, said, "We've had a really good response from the community wanting to volunteer for the SOS bus. We have already taken on nearly a dozen new volunteers as a result of our plea for more volunteers last year, with more applications in the pipeline. We know from the feedback we've received from families and friends of those who have used the service just what an important lifeline the bus is for the nighttime economy of Norwich, something which wouldn't be there without volunteers." As previously reported, the bus needed 15 more people to bolster the team up to the ideal 40, and bosses urged our readers to help. Speaking last year, Miss Smith said, "It is disappointing when the bus doesn't go out and we are low on numbers at the moment. We are looking for people who just really want to help. Someone who is really caring, supportive and non-judgmental when people are in trouble." The bus, support van and medical unit park opposite the KFC on Prince of Wales Road every Friday and Saturday night between 9 p.m. and 3 a.m. It is manned by a team including two support workers, a paramedic, two St John ambulance staff, three drivers and security.
Tickets are still available to watch some of the best darts players step up to the Occhi at a Norwich charity tournament. On Saturday, June the 25th, the second Norwich Charity Darts Masters event will see Eric Bristow, Bobby George, Keith Deller and Norfolk's Steve Beaton playing for the Darts Masters Trophy. Cliff Lazarenko will also be making a guest appearance at the event held at Norwich City Football Club. So far, more than 300 people have signed up for tickets to watch the darts legends in action, but there are still tickets available and also two VIP tables. Event organiser Lord Russell Baker of Little Moulton is hoping to raise significant funds for the Lord Baker Community Fund, which is managed by the Norfolk Community Foundation. Last year's event raised more than £10,000 for good causes.
A family fun day in Earlham is aiming to raise thousands of pounds for charity. The annual May Day event in Hyme Park off the Avenues celebrates its 30th anniversary this year on May the 2nd. It was first held in 1986, having been founded by St Peter's Church in Park Lane. The fun day has grown enormously since then and now attracts crowds of about 1,500 people. Its original purpose was to give local families an inexpensive day out in a safe environment, and this continues with reasonable prices on the attractions, stalls and for refreshments, and no admission fee. Four local churches now organise the event, and all profits go into the May Day Fund to be shared out to local charities. There will be games for children, two free Punch and Judy shows, donkey rides, food, face painting, music, craft stalls, barbecue, live entertainment in the arena, and a refreshment tent. It runs from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Monday, May the 2nd.
A disability charity is calling on the community for its support. The Hamlet, which supports both children and adults with disabilities, needs the public's help with fundraising. The charity currently supports more than 500 local families each year, and it has some exciting upcoming events. David Matteson, events and community fundraiser for The Hamlet, said, "We are really pleased to have three spaces for cyclists in this year's Prudential Ride London. The organisation is looking for people that would like to take part for the Norwich-based charity." The Hamlet also has two places in a debut challenge, the Swim Serpentine, which will see swimmers diving into a one-mile open water challenge. Mr. Matteson said, "Support from the community is so important to the work that the Hamlet does to enrich the lives of children and adults with profound disabilities and complex health needs, and you can make such a difference to our work." Jenny Main, parent and trustee of the Hamlet, added, "The charity has given our family incredible support over the years. They offer my son a whole range of opportunities in a safe and fun environment, and as a parent, I am extremely grateful to everyone who helps raise funds for this amazing local charity."
The Wyndham and Attleborough Talking newspaper has marked its 18th anniversary of service for visually impaired people by hosting a regional conference. It included presentations, workshops and information sharing. There were a host of guest speakers, including Mike Talbot, CEO of the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind.
That's all on this part of Chatterbox, so it's goodbye from Sarah Lomax and Rupert Hipwell. Please stay tuned for Information Desk, more news, and a feature about a stalwart of the Norwich stage. And also, Margaret Thompson will be here with What's On.